Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Even though the flu season arrives yearly, certain spots in the U.S. can still end up short on flu vaccines.
That's because the long production process necessitates a set supply, and manufacturers can't respond quickly enough to sudden spikes in demand.
But an experimental new approach may create a flu vaccine that's easier to produce and possibly more effective. Researchers fuse the common protein with a part of the flu virus to create a nanoparticle that's better than the current flu vaccines at generating strong immune responses in mice.
The protein called ferritin is normally used to store iron. Researchers discovered the protein can self-assemble so that 24 ferritins form a spherical molecule with a hollow core.
Then they took another protein, this time from the flu virus called the hemagglutinin, or HA. It's on the surface of the virus as spikes. When researchers mix the ferritin and HA proteins, a new complex forms so the ferritin's spherical core possessed 8 HA spikes.
This nanoparticle looks a lot like the natural virus. It stimulated the animal immune system to produce flu antibodies that were more than 30 times higher in mice and 10 times higher in ferrets compared to the current vaccine.
Even though the vaccine was made using the HA protein from a flu virus from 1999, it could protect against flu strains from 2007. Normally, traditional flu vaccines only work against that year's viral strains.
This suggests the vaccine has the potential to provide multi-year protection against families of flu viral strains. Eventually, this could lead us to a universal flu vaccine.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.